Welcome,
Matt Howie.
Welcome,
Jessamine.
Welcome to the Metafilter Podcast.
Welcome to episode 25 of the Metafilter Podcast. This week's features recaps from Metafilter and Ask Metafilter with Jessamine and myself. All music for this week is from a member named King Benny, who's posted four just amazing songs over the last 2 weeks.
Tucked away in boxes, tucked away in drawers. They're all wrinkled up and faded like things I wore. I keep them there 'cause I still love you even more. They're all I find when I don't find what I'm looking for.
Episode 25, quarter
century. Oh my gosh,
century.
Really?
Yeah. Whew, episode 25, we'll have some music. I haven't listened yet, but every time I listen, I'm always pleasantly surprised.
It's all great, all of it.
Yeah, good stuff. I don't know if we have anything to announce separate from recaps from the site.
I
guess we have
so.
Meetups coming up.
Yeah, you and me and probably PB are going to be at RaffleCon.
Yeah,
there'll be some kind of a Cambridge meetup. This now means you have to finish the podcast before RaffleCon.
It needs to go on the sidebar. Why isn't it on the sidebar? Nobody put it up April 26th or something. Yeah.
The MetaTalk sidebar, you mean? Because I think we hadn't decided on a location yet.
Oh, no. They made a new post today.
I know, but I don't think they... Was it the location and the time all set?
April 26th. They're pretty sure it's Cambridge Brewing Company, 7 p.m. Yeah, they pretty much...
Killer. Good.
They need to put on the sidebar. I wonder how these midweek meetups work. So I see the 26th. Like, there's always four or five on the weekends somewhere in the world, but then there's a Wednesday meetup in Salt Lake City or Copenhagen, Denmark. And you're like, how many people show up to Wednesday meetups?
They're like after work happy hour meetups, people probably totally show up, right? Like, you know, whatever. If you're in Chicago in the loop, hey, let's all go to the bar after work, blah. I mean, around here, they're impossible.
Yeah, it's always location aware problems because a lot of people are like, I gotta drive from upstate. You know, I gotta leave at 3 o'clock. No way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we had the Northampton meetup. It wasn't on a weeknight, but we got people from like all over. Like people came from like Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, New York, Connecticut, and I don't know what the fuck, Rhode Island, but like everywhere else in New England. It was actually kind of nifty.
I saw on the recent Chicago thread media. Posted meetup video, I think, on Flickr.
Oh, no shit, really?
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
Actual video of a meetup. I'll have to bring the flip.
Oh, of Mrs. Pants slapping Eamon Daly. I know both of those nice people.
I've never seen a picture of Eamon Daly. And yeah, that was cool.
Oh, my God, that's adorable.
Put a face to the name.
And Mrs. Pants is wearing a wonderful outfit.
Is there a Eamon Daly's? Mrs. Pants is a user on the site, right?
Yeah.
There's so many people with pants in their name. It's a funny word.
Name another one.
Pants.
Slack's a go-go? Slack a go-go? Is slack a word for pants?
Sort of, yeah. Let me do a search for pants. Users, pants. It's going to be a lot.
You think so?
Safe pants, swizzle pants, pants on fire. Shooty.
Send me a link. Shooty McGun pants. We all do.
Yeah, shooting with gun pants, Mrs. Pants, seed in my pants, monkey pants, Annie pants. I see pants all the time. Pants, the guy with... I thought Mrs. Pants was pants with the exclamation points wife or something.
Oh, and corduroy?
Foam pants, Jim Bob.
High-tech
pants.
Underpants, who I know personally.
Of course, yeah.
Plaid rabbit only shows
pants,
up because...
Pants robot. There's another Mrs. Pants. There's a Ms. Pants and a Mrs. Pants.
Mr. Fancy Pants.
Fancy Pants. Thunder Pants.
Dr. Party Pooper Cranky Pants Esquire.
Miss Bitchy Pants.
We should do dramatic readings pants of these science. More often.
Like, yeah, see, I see pants all the time. Like, I can't keep them all straight. There's so many people with pants in their
There's neck. The pants and the pinks and the numbers and
yeah,
the...
Yeah, yep.
And the oranges and the clocks and the... Yeah.
Confusing. A lot of them.
Has nothing to do with anything.
Well,
I was going to say, all the jobs are like, blah, 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 work for my
salt mine startup.
coding salt mine, but there's actually like two really good Metafilter projects, at least one of which I know you saw because you commented on it. The bicycle tutor one?
That one's fucking amazing. Just because
it's amazing.
I had already seen it linked on other cycling sites. I started following just the cycling tag and Delicious because I'm bored and obsessed with bikes lately. But yeah,
and you have too much free time. Is that what you're
saying?
Yeah,
I've watched like tons of these, like how to adjust. Like, I used to work at a bike shop in high school, and I was terrible at some of this like harder shit to do. But it's great, like super nice intro videos by a bike mechanic. I think it's from Vancouver or Seattle or somewhere up there.
By Alex Ram, ALX, and kind of a new user too.
Yeah, brand
new
user.
He's in Vancouver. I'm not going to clock. Hey, look, and he's a library worker.
Really?
Add as contact colleague. Hmm. Yes.
So I saw them like linked on a few sites of like, here's how you adjust a derailleur, here's how you adjust your brakes, and like these are all totally useful things that take 2 seconds and they're a pain in the butt to take your bike all the way to a shop to get fixed.
Well, and you're probably afraid if you're gonna like take it apart and fuck it up, maybe you're not gonna start, but if it's not that tough and you can like know all the steps in advance. Like I'm always afraid I'm gonna take part of my car apart and then realize I don't know what like step 11 is, and then I can't even get it to the mechanic, and then all my neighbors come over to make fun of me, and like, what do you do? It's horrible. With a bike, at least you can pick your bike up. So
yeah. What else did you like in progress?
I also liked the paper doll blog as somebody who briefly went through a paper doll phase, you know, a couple weeks ago. Well, when I was six, but you know, she just has like printable paper doll outfits. That's this one user, Shirobara, who is not a new user. She's a 4-digit user. And she has a little blog where she puts up drawings of different clothing that you can put on a paper doll. And it's nice.
Yeah.
And it's just nice and simple and it looks awesome. And she's a good drawer. And her job is paper doll artist and TOEFL rater. Test of English as a Foreign Language, is funny. That's a job that I used to do. I'm going to go be friends with her.
My daughter is not really into paper dolls yet, probably like 7-8 years old. But I thought that was awesome. Like an awesome way to have tons of traffic, like a great blog idea I never in a million years thought of. Like just post a new, I mean, it's not that hard to come up with something new drawing every couple days. And like a lot of people can get a lot of use out of that.
Well, and it lets you be creative and it kind of keeps you encouraged to be creative. You know, I mean, sort of like why I like Metafilter music or whatever. It's like, oh, I can put a new thing up. And, you know, if that's your thing, blogs make it really, really easy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm sure you get lots of great email from 8-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like, thanks. It's awesome.
I like purple. Make purple.
Princess Diana. So yeah, I thought that was great. So projects was very, very fulfilling.
Oh, Metafilter versus YouTube comments was on projects since our last podcast.
Oh, was it? And in Metatalk, you have a link to it.
And the New York Times Freakonomics.
And Cortex and I both commented. Did you comment?
Nah, you got like he had said everything, and then I saw you say everything.
Yeah, this was cool. The Metafilter comments versus YouTube comments. How does it do that? And where do the comments come from? I don't remember reading in depth about this.
He said he's ripping down. Like, I think with Yahoo Pipes, you could say.
Why is raping the little boy? Fuck it. I'll stand under your umbrella.
I just love what, every time I load it, it's like, you know. Well, if you look at this from several, you know, the Metafilter side, like, you know, there's many things going on that make, and the other side is always like, yeah, you are all gay or fuck you all or go to my cruise land site, you know, here, watch my video. It's like horrible.
Oh, yeah. And by the retard comment, I mean Ponzor Master UV Noobs. I want Cortex to do a song that's just a dramatic reading of whatever YouTube comments show up on the top of this page.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Me, I kill you.
Oh my gosh. I don't know why I think that's so funny.
Check my porn vids, please.
And people are talking about like where the I kill you meme comes from. I mean, you know, even on Metafilter talking about YouTube, I get sort of interesting stuff from it. Like, so I enjoyed it. And not just because it's like, Metafilter rules, YouTube drools, but because, you know, the discussion, whatever, Freakonomics, but like the discussion about, well, why is some commenting better than others? I mean, it's not just that, like, I don't know,
YouTube
and Cortex and PB are awesome. It's just that, you know, YouTube is huge and they don't have real moderators.
YouTube is hitting some new zeitgeist of the crappiest sinkhole on the internet for comments. Like, you know, if ever I had to like give a talk about community, I would use Yahoo News like comment on this news article as like a like the joke. Like, here's the worst of the web. Which everything is like Nazis, Nazis, Nazis. Like, everyone's a Nazi. Clinton's a Nazi. Like, it used to be the cesspool of the internet. Then I guess it was kind of like Craigslist forums were pretty bad. But, like, YouTube is the new.
My sister has strong opinions about Craigslist forums having taken an aggressive downhill turn.
Been good or?
No. That they used to be good and now, like, basically the moderators have abandoned them and they're horrible.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to Craig about it before, and he's just like, it's too big of a job. So we kind of let him go.
Part of the thing for Google, YouTube for me, is just that Google always kind of like brands everything like aggressively Google. Mm-hmm. So like you can't have like a standout moderator like, oh, Cortex, he does this, because everybody's got to be kind of a replaceable cog in the Google machine. Mm-hmm. You know, like that was the big thing about Google Answers. Like, I never knew who I was working for. All I knew was I was working for a Google editor. Like, I had a job that paid real money and I didn't know my boss's name. Because like that's their thing. Like, I mean, not entirely, but like you never figure out who made certain tools the same way you would on, you know, even like Dig or Metafilter or whatever. It's all just the Google machine. And for something like community moderation, I think it really helps to know there's human beings. Like, hi, my name's Jessamine, and when you say horrible, you know, baby raping jokes, it hurts my feelings, you know? And I feel like that helps set a tone, even if, you know, there's no more people there banning people or I don't know, whatever the heck it is. The Meta Talk discussion about it was interesting also.
Yeah. I think, it's just so big, it doesn't scale. I don't think you could scale humanity into YouTube, especially now.
I think you could, but you'd have to spend a lot of money and give those people freaking healthcare, you know? Yeah. And Google's just not, that's not how they scale.
It would be like, yeah, I know, they don't scale humans, they scale code. But it'd be like, you're assigned these 10 video threads today that were on the featured page. This is your job today. You have to police all 10. There's also,
seriously, all you'd have to do is have like, you know, you could have a spam bot that just, I mean, can you, they don't delete like racist shit.
Yeah,
they don't
delete.
And that's like embarrassing. Like you could have a computer do that on something that big and be like, I'm sorry, you're spewing racist shit.
They can also,
that's against the rules.
Who wrote the forum stupid filter? That's the site that like has written sort of like an AI bot to figure out if something was written by a dumbass 12-year-old versus like an adult trying to make a point.
Oh, I love that thing. Where did somebody post about that on Metafilter?
Yeah.
Or did I actually read about it somewhere else?
MetaTalk or something might have been there. Just we'll have to search for stupid filter. But like
it's stupidfilter.org.
Yeah, they have all these test cases set up and like they look like YouTube comments for the ones that fail the test. And they should just basically absorb those guys' code into YouTube and just auto-kick all this crap.
Well, I sort of feel like anything you do would be better than what they have now.
There is a lot of anti-Google, you know, Google censored me, for heaven's sakes. Which would be
but
a
like
problem.
Whatever, suck it up. That's what being the big fish is all about. So Metafilter talked about it in October was the original post on Metafilter. And of course, Ambrosia Voyer, comment number one, this will Wendell. Awesome. But it went okay. Went okay anyhow. So at any rate, yeah, no, I know what you mean. I just think anything's better than nothing. But as soon as you start trying to do something, then you have to admit that you're actually trying to deal with it, which I think what they're trying to do now is just kind of like, la, 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 you know, give us more content. And, you know, whatever, I guess it's worked okay.
I saw Learn the Truth About Scientology ad on something the other day at YouTube. Like, they have a YouTube channel, and then they're paying.
Well, wasn't there a Scientology ad on Metafilter? Wasn't that in?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's pretty easy. I just, like, you know, anything from Scientology.org, do not display anymore ever again, Google.
And then against the rules.
Then they,
right.
Then they drop them. I think so. Good. Far, I've only dropped a paper post, Scientology, and something called Human Events. It's like some right-wing think tank that, like, just basically swift boats everything.
Can you block a lot of stuff? Like, what if you just started blocking?
I think 100 or 200 domains, like the domain the ad points to. So, of course, Scientology could just put, like, ScientologyTheTruth.com and start doing ads, and it would start showing up until I blocked it.
If they were clever.
Yeah. Listening. Oh.
Who said that? Okay. Yeah. Over to Ask Metafilter or over to Metafilter?
I guess Metafilter.
I've organized mine in categories.
All right. Hit me.
Tell me you're surprised. Well, no, I've organized. I only have like three, but like they're like lined up next to each other in my bookmarks. My favorite post was actually from 2 days ago, yesterday, which was just, it was just kind of a normal post, but it was about something that, like, I like the subject, but I haven't read that much about. And it's the Wendell Berry post. It didn't get that many comments, but a mess of people marked it as a favorite. And it's just about Wendell Berry. He's a writer and a farmer, and he doesn't have a computer. And, you know, there's some essays by him. But the reason I wanted to point this out, besides the fact that I think Wendell Berry is great and everybody should know about him and learn things from him, is that it was a really good example of, like, a post about something that could set people off. Like, what do you mean he doesn't use a computer? We're in love with our computers. And yet another panacea did, like, a really good job of just kind of framing it and, like, leaving it, you know, and being like, this is really good. Go look. Yeah. And then left it alone. And then other people kind of talked about it and said, oh, thanks, or whatever. And it was just neat.
I'm surprised people didn't jump on his political opinions. Anti-war, anti-state, anti-capitalist, conservationist.
Well, people talked about it without fighting about
it.
You know, like, people were like, wow, the anti-capitalist thing, blah, it's kind of, I mean, I said that. Easy to be anti-capitalist if you're already born, you know, into privilege. But, you know, people sort of talked about it. And also, new user E.M. Hutchinson, that was her first comment, and she was like, please be nice, this is my first post, and her middle name is Meta. So I just wanted to give a shout out to E.M. Hutchinson, user E.M. Hutchinson, because I thought that was adorable and everybody was really nice. So that was the first one I liked. What was another one that you liked?
Is that kind of live, Wendell Berry?
Yes, he's read the freaking post. My God, you're so terrible.
It's only been 30 seconds and there's 15 links. I was busy having a conversation. You're right. I should have been clicking on links.
Yeah. Can't you multitask?
My bad. this wacky, what the fuckness is...
what the fuckness?
Some multiple sidosis. essentially just a weird home video of a guy.
I didn't get anywhere near that one. Tell me more.
Why don't you click on the video? You click on the video.
Shut up. It's a video. Videos take forever, and I'm against videos.
That's why we shouldn't have them on Flickr. you click on the YouTube link on that post, and you actually, it's good to just fast forward for 4.5 minutes, and then you'll see, like, magic. It's there's like
literal magic.
Yeah, it's like this short movie this guy made of himself, like opening a present on Christmas, and it's like a 4-track recorder or something, and he can play a bunch of instruments.
Okay.
So then he starts playing one instrument at a time and recording it, and all of a sudden he goes this, I can't remember if he's in a dream sequence or something. Suddenly he starts doing an essentially,
I'm looking at it now.
Essentially, this is like crazy, insane, brilliant camera work for like 1958 or whenever he made it, or 65.
It's 1970, Matt.
Really? Wow. So he's doing this all practical. Like, there is no software involved. These are all like, he's like cutting pieces of film together or something, or using mirrors or something. Like, he's basically a pioneer in like multi-tracking video. And so he basically plays a video of himself, I don't know, playing 6 different instruments all at once together.
Oh my God. No, yeah, I'm watching it.
And it's fucking weird, and it's like creepy if you watch the first 4 minutes, just because, like, filming an old man walking around his house. and then making this.
But it's like something awesome from the web.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's great.
Yeah, and apparently this guy's somewhat famous or something like that for his expertise. Like later on, you realize
for doing that thing, you mean?
Well, like he did a whole bunch of other things. Like I don't know. Like I just remember reading about it. I don't know if it was on Metafilter, but yeah, like he'd written books about this, and it was kind of this like breakthrough technology.
You know, this is another one of those posts that is like in a format that could be really terrible. Like I went to see this guy's films, and I think like, you know, for kids went, you know, and saw this guy's films and decided to make a post out of it. And it was great.
Wow, he's alive. He's turning 100 this year. He used to be in vaudeville as a one-man band, and he still makes films of himself like this. That's crazy.
Oh my God, that's great.
Yeah, so awesome.
And he made the Library of Congress National Film Registry in 2000.
Sweet.
That's a great post. What a happy-making post.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Well, there was the two sort of interesting sort of comment mentions, one of which was in the slightly odd, but I guess okay, like Eric B's political ties to a secretive religious group post, which is all talking about, you know, Hillary Clinton and the National Prayer Breakfast and the fellowship and, you know,
that was a little too like, oh, skull and bones,
Right, secret people taking over the world, blah. Well, and also, I feel like anything that like slags a candidate around election time is sort of destined to be odd and sketchy. But it was basically like took some stuff off a book jacket that Jeff Charlotte wrote. And Jeff Charlotte signed up and said, "Oh, hey, you know, you should probably understand what my book is about." And what does he say here? The book doesn't say there's a conspiracy, but you really should. But you know how to understand Christian conservatism in the U.S.
Yeah, he kind of deflated the like weird.
He's like, it's not weird and spooky. Well, it's like Chomsky does that all the time. Yeah. People are like, are you saying there's a conspiracy? He's like, no, I'm just saying all these people agree on things, and so they all do things the same.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. He said there's a populist front and an elitist avant-garde to like Christian conservatism, and that those are, you know, nobody ever talks about the elitist avant-garde that, you know, turn the knobs in Washington.
Yeah, that has money and is really sort of pushing stuff as opposed to just the, yeah, small town or whatever, Bible belters.
Yep.
Yeah, so I thought that was interesting, and I was happy to see it. What about you?
I was stoked on Baby Loves Hip Hop just because I love Jurassic 5, and they're doing a kid album called Dino 5.
I saw that everybody seemed to really love that.
I just thought it was awesome because, you know, I have like have to like always be on the lookout for kid music I can stand, and Jurassic 5, oh my God, that'd be awesome. Like, so
I do love Jurassic 5.
Definitely picking this up.
The URL is kind of funny, right? Because I just think it says Baby Love Ship Hop.
Oh, yeah. Baby Love Ship Hop. Yeah. That's like my local movie theater. It's like catheaters.com. And it's basically catheters.com.
Cat haters?
Catheters.
Cat haters?
Well, we just go catheters.com. If you want to go see a movie, check catheters.com.
Oh, I thought it was cat haters. Cat heaters?
Cat it's almost
it's
like
cat heaters.
It's really close to cat catheter, which isn't like an unpleasant thing to think
well,
about.
Well, it's, you know, the whole therapist, the rapist thing, I think.
All right. Whore Presence. Whore Presence is the Hollywood agency. It's whorepresents.com, but it's Whore.
Oh my God. What are those things called?
I asked
the lazy web. Someone will tell me.
There should be a word for like synonym, but for URLs, you know, some word.
I remember trying to explain to somebody, or somebody explained to me, that they had this group that was doing like, I don't remember, micro lending or something, and it was called the Women's Exchange. but so the web address is Women's Sex Change.
Yeah, I've
and
seen
it
that.
Just was not at all what they were looking for. And like, what do? You can't even explain to people that stuff like that matters until they start getting crazy mad.
Whore Presence is funny because they, all over the site, they're like, capital W, capital R represents. Like they have to over and over and over, like tell people it's not Whore Presence. Oh, and you're there's like the
you picked the wrong URL.
What's the Italian power company? I think that's the worst URL possible. Oh God, what is?
Oh, I remember. I had a friend who worked for like Wisconsin something energy. And now I think we've talked about this before because their website was like wienergy.com, like W-E energy.
Oh, here it is. And 10 worst company URLs, Italian power gen.
Wienergies. Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
Experts Exchange is like the popular, like one of the proto Ask Metafilter sites for coders. But it looks like Expert Sex Exchange.
Awesome. Well, that's good. You know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Power Genitalia. That's Power Gen Italia, but it's pretty much powergenitalia.com.
That's awesome. Oh, and the that first, makes me really happy.
The First Coming Methodist Church. I forgot about that one. Coming first.
The what? Oh, God, really?
Yeah.
That's a totally different problem.
Like, they knew when they bought that, like, probably shouldn't do that. Speed of Art looks like Speedo Farts. Penisland.net, which is Penn Island.
Oh, God.
That really is whore presence. I mean, there's no way to misread that.
Yeah. One. Yeah, and it's one of those things, like, I'm not, like, a huge fan of, like, the hyphenated website, but yeah. Really, a hyphen would have solved your problem there.
What's wrong with molestationnursery.com? Oh, molestation nursery. Jesus Christ.
I love listening to you sound these out.
I'm like, I clearly see nursery. Where's the funny sex joke? Oh, God.
Or fart joke.
Yeah. We'll cut this in post.
I wouldn't cut the whole thing. It'll be pretty funny,
Last
I think.
Thing I talked about was Jurassic 5, which segues into...
Hey, that reminds me of that awesome Snoop Dogg post where it was like the post was kind of like, oh, whatever, it's like a video and I don't really get it. But then
I think Snoop
you,
singing
like,
and singing about sexual eruption or whatever, that's just like Snoop Dogg being funny the last couple months.
Well, he's just Snoop Dogg on The View, right? Yeah. And he's just like being his badass self with like Barbara Walters like coming on to him. And it's funny.
There's three levels of craziness here where it's Snoop Dogg is suddenly singing in like weird Barry White sex songs. Like, that's pretty crazy. He's on The View.
But I mean, he does that all the time.
Well, I mean, he raps, but this is sort of like he's trying to be like a singer. And then he's on The View.
He is a singer.
Yeah. Well, he's on The View doing this, which is like a weird mismatch. But the third one is I don't know how someone has video of this.
I think it's somebody who works with that person.
Someone records like a rehearsal for lighting, like blocking out a shot. Yeah. For
that show. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's what? Like an old man from the
show?
Well,
he's not like an old man, but he's like kind of this pear-shaped dude with white hair who's basically got to walk around on the stage to all the blocking areas so that they can get the lighting.
Oh, wait. That's
I guess
not
the
it.
Lighting
that's
and the sound
that's
right.
The camera blocking this morning. Oh, for some reason. Yeah, you gave me the wrong URL, but.
Yeah, whatever. But yeah, and so he's kind of like waving his hands and moving around while all the thing and the thumpa thumpa music plays.
Oh my God,
and
one of the guys is also acting like a background person in a cape. Wow.
I know. That's the best part. That's the best
part.
This
video of the pre-rehearsal is like funnier than like the two levels of craziness of Snoop Dogg on The View and trying to make conversation with Barbara Walters.
The Snoop Dogg on The View part is pretty amusing too, yeah. Though, just because he's so like nice and gracious and congenial, and they're totally like, "You still smoke pot?" And he's like, "What? Yeah, you know, like, I mean,
what,
he's like
today?
Just there,
sure.
Right? There, he's like, "Oh, I quit drinking." They're like, "Oh, did you quit smoking dope?" And he's like, "What? No." But I mean, he's like on TV saying that. I always kind of appreciate that about the man. And then yes. The video on the inside makes it just triple plus awesome. And it got like so few comments and so few favorites. So hopefully it'll be like a secret.
Yeah, it's a hidden gem that like deserves wider
podcast dispersal.
The only other thing I thought was cool on Metafilter was the recycled bowling balls, just because the idea is weird. And
I did not see it. So I mean, like,
it's like people putting bowling balls in their yard and using it for edging on their lawn and like building.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember that. That's from a while ago.
Yeah.
Well, last week, I guess. And it's from User Tube, who, I've known from Seattle. He's a old like.
This has been This Week in Jessamine's Contacts.
He's a sideshow performer. I can't help it. They're all my contacts.
Sideshow?
What's the contact
limit
now?
Is he the Japan circus guy?
His username is Tube, dude. What do you think he did?
I don't know. Smoke pot?
You should check his website sometime.
Okay.
He's a really nice guy. Well, now he's a pharmacist.
Oh. Did we cover the pharmacy thing in the last podcast? I think that probably was.
What pharmacy thing?
There was a.
Why does the pharmacist take so long?
Yeah, it boggles my mind because we have we go to a super old school, tiny neighborhood pharmacy where you can literally see the entire back of the pharmacy. Like it's
high
level.
What takes pharmacists so long? No way, dude. That was totally after. Well, see, now this is a wonderful segue over to Ask Metafilter. No, that was great. No, you should mention that.
Yeah, is that from?
Tell me about your pharmacist.
Our pharmacist, tiny, like we purposely skew the Rite Aid and the Walgreens because that's 20 to 30 minutes for them to do anything for you. And it's like once every 6 months, I just need like antibiotics for something. And so we go to our local neighborhood one and you can watch them. It still takes 5 to 10 minutes because they're like looking stuff up.
And there's all these laws that govern all the crap they touch. Pie overdone for the win on this thread. Her answer was... perfect.
Yeah, it was great.
I mean, lots of people had like good information, but she was like, oh, hi, I work in a pharmacy.
Yeah.
Blah. This is the total answer.
I didn't think
there is no other answer.
I didn't think works in a pharmacy is a very popular job, but there are several people in this thread that worked at a pharmacy. Explain it. It looks like they look stuff up. So they're doing the, you know, the compliance stuff. And then they
got to make sure the person doesn't have contraindications with their other medications.
Then they got to go find it. Then they got to go pull it out. Then they got to dispense it. And then they got to like bottle it. Then they got to like put it on another rack where it goes.
And
to
some
you.
Of the controlled substances, you only can have the licensed pharmacist, not the pharmacy assistant touch. And that's where everything gets all bottled.
Yeah. And then I can sort of watch like a sort of manager of the pharmacy have to write off what they've done. And then they might call my name. Yeah, this is good.
And there's place to sit except for the blood pressure chair at my pharmacy. That's the only way I know what my blood pressure is.
The other thing I hate about like last time I had to go to Walgreens for something, you know, when I had the flu or something was.
Well, first of all, you had the flu.
Yeah. Half of it is like Oregon, you know, meth capital of the world. They're really weird now. Like, oh, God, you got
out here, too. Any place where you've got a rural population or an urban population.
Bored people in the rural area. You have to, like, sign so many things. And now they treat you like an idiot. Like, it was... I know antibiotics is really important to get people to actually use them correctly. But that's something I learned 20 years ago.
Superbugs.
And what was the other, like, oh, God, what did I get?
Well, did they photocopy your driver's license? That's what they do here.
I think if you get something gnarly, like gnarlier than, you know, penicillin, they do
no,
that.
Dude, I'm talking about Sudafed.
Oh, yeah.
Over-the-counter, OTC.
Oh, Sudafed's used for that. I had, like, this prescription ibuprofen for my wife, I think, after the baby or something. Like, it was just barely gnarlier than over-the-counter stuff, and it was pharmacy quality. And like I had to sit there.
Pharmacy quality.
I had to sit there and get like a 5-minute lecture on how you use ibuprofen correctly. And I was like.
It can fuck up your, liver?
Yeah.
Kidneys?
But it was like.
Do you remember any of what they told you?
Just the whole time my eyes were rolling. I was going, can I fucking go? I'm really tired. I want to go. I've already waited 20 minutes. Like, you take this with water. 20 minutes. Like I was an idiot.
Are you insulting our pharmacist? Metafilter people?
No, I'm saying that like Walgreens is sort of like has to go lowest common denominator with everyone now. Like they won't give you the stuff until you get the 5 minutes.
Well, that's like the law, right?
Yeah,
I always have to sign something that says if
something that I understood what they just told me. It was like how to take cough syrup. Like they told me that one time, and I was like, oh God.
Well, if you had operated heavy machinery, whose ass is on the line? they have a signed piece of paper. I told them not to drive the tractor. Are you back in Ask Metafilter?
Yeah,
I would like
to
talk about spring cleaning.
Where is that? I didn't see that. I've been reading
April 1st. I don't think really there's anything particular to say about the April Fool's Day thing, except that if people miss it or if they don't know that you can get back to it, there is a link in the footer of every page that says make it start, and you can click to it and then show it to your friends, by the way.
Yeah. You might want to do it on a friend's computer, then walk away. I forgot.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
That was a pretty good April Fool's, I thought.
I felt like it went really well. I mean, Cortex and I had like a bunch of like really complicated ideas, but man, this year everybody was really busy and I felt like this went really well despite us not having like the person hours. Like I wanted to have my last FMQ all like say something and my Flickr photo stream all be pictures of something. But yeah, this year, not going to happen.
Yeah, we're like, what can we do, you know, that's not like requires 12 hours of writing and planning? And then someone said like, hey, why don't we just try swapping the colors? I'm like, like a green Metafilter and a blue ass, like sort of funny. And then I suddenly remembered like the old Blogger CSS template, that Eric Costello, who works at Flickr.
So good.
That would change colors slowly. And it was weird. And I was like, we could fuck with people if we slowed it way down and had it like...
And we made PB like do it slower and slower. No, it's still too fast. Do it slower. Well, and I found it perfect because I've always got like three or four recent activity tabs open at once because I'm a total dork like that.
Yeah.
And so I could actually tell which was the newest recent activity tab. I turn it back on sometimes for fun. I don't know what to tell you.
I've only got a couple, you know, 5% blowback on it that it made... One of the page, I think Ask Metafilter eventually turned white. So it was white on white for the colored version. You can't read it. And they're like, you're devaluing our content by making it unreadable for a fucking joke. How does that make us feel? And I was like, you know, it takes 10 minutes to get there and it's kind of funny. But yeah, it worked out really good. It's a subtle joke, I would say. If you click on it and you expect magic to happen, it takes a while.
Gone and moved away and moved on.
What was so great about spring cleaning?
Well, what was so great about it is I still have snow outside. And so thinking about spring cleaning really got my head in a very nice place where I will eventually see the grass and it will eventually be warm out and I will clean this place up and it will be nice. So it made me very optimistic about the seasons eventually changing.
Do you ever think of moving to Florida? Vermont is pretty fucking
one
far
season?
Up there.
Yeah, but like, you know, it's so empty here. I mean, and I'm near my family and it's beautiful. It's the most beautiful place on earth. Florida, like the change in altitude over the entire state of Florida is 14 feet.
Yeah.
I can't hack it. I can't hang.
But
there's nothing
like,
to eat down there.
You only see the color green from May to September, October.
That's, who needs more green than that?
It's rough. Green
but
all
like,
year
winter
round
time
is
awesome. I got snowshoes this year, dude, and I'm
true.
In love with winter. But this isn't winter. This is like dirty snow and mud.
Yeah.
So I like. I'm trying to be positive. You know, like what I liked.
I just remember the first time I went to New England in the winter. Like I was in Boston in a blizzard in, you know, February or something. And I thought, okay, I could see landing here from a boat from England 300 years ago and being like, well, this is where we're living. But now I know Florida exists. Even the colonists knew it existed and Georgia was, you know, nicer. Why didn't they move?
Because they didn't have any trees.
That's true.
Because there's huge bugs down there. Have you been down there?
Barely, but...
Like things... Everything rots. Frogs move into your bed. Like, it's horrible. It's horrible.
You're, like, dying of starvation with no farming. You know, farming is gone 6 months of the year. Like, how the hell do you live 300 years ago up there? Just shoot deer all day?
You eat potatoes and walnuts and fish.
Wow. I would have moved
to... I don't know. That's why we're all so smart up here. We had to figure it out, man. That's why everybody down in Florida is so relaxed.
And that's why all the crazy shit happens in Florida.
Well, we can start talking about that Metafilter post about the schools, but I don't recommend it.
The disaster porn one or whatever it was?
No, the one that turned into a fuck the South thread.
Oh, those are always pleasant.
Yeah, no, I recommend this be stricken from the record entirely. But, like, that's what happens, right? Like, everybody in the South gets totally complacent, and then they don't pay for anything, and then their children go stupid. Don't quote me, dude.
Let me see.
I'll have to quit. Oh, well, plug safety. I think we should issue just a little memo about plug safety. Yes, if you pull the plug halfway out of the outlet and put your finger on it, you will get a nasty shock. Many Metafilter people shared with us the nasty shocks they have
I've gotten those. Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, we do need Jesse to test that out. So what was great about the spring cleaning? Just put you in the mindset of spring cleaning? Were there any like amazing tips? That you never heard before?
The one that I really sort of enjoyed was it's one of those things where like you read the thread and you realize that other people are totally different from you. Mm-hmm. So like Unsane, the user Unsane, talks about how for him he plants several hundred trees.
What?
In the spring. Like that's part of what he does.
Does he have thousands of acres?
I don't know. Now I have to go figure it out. Let's see. Crazy. I'll click on the little
tons of
figure
gravel
out where he lives.
On the driveway. Wow, he must live in some crazy.
He's a musician. Oh, Meaford. Well, at any rate, he's planting hundreds of trees. And so what I enjoyed about that post generally is the whole idea that, you know, spring cleaning for different people involves very, very different things. Clearing up fallen timber, putting a few tons of gravel on the driveway.
Yeah.
Just a few tons of gravel. Some people are starting vermicompost. What the fuck is that? Vermicomposting, you know, with worms eat your garbage.
Oh, okay.
Some people power wash the house. Some people put away clothes. I mean, it kind of depends if you had like a real, real winter or just kind of a, you know, change of the seasons or whatever.
Yeah.
But I thought it was really interesting. And I just think about Unsane and
planting hundreds of trees. That's
planting hundreds of trees.
That's hard fucking work.
How would you know? How would I know? I just guess that it would be hard, but
I've planted a dozen trees in my life and each one took an hour, so I couldn't imagine.
I used to like get stuck into planting trees when I was a kid when my parents were doing it.
Yes, maybe if you have those little tiny baby trees in your hand, kinda.
It's still hard. It's just still really hard.
Yeah. My other favorite post is me and Andy were talking on IM and he's like, are you gonna ask this? Is this a good idea for a question? I said, nope, can't. So he did. And
wait,
you
wouldn't ask it for him?
I already asked. Like we were both talking about like, why is this thing we're about
and he was like, ask Metafilter, and you're like, I already asked him something.
I already asked, yeah. I was like, I can't. I already asked something a few days ago.
My anonymous relationship filter question forbids me.
This is awesome. You've seen tilt shift photos and fake tilt shift photos where you have like...
Yeah, I've made some.
Yeah, so you have this variable sort of blur and it basically makes the world look like a bunch of toy trains. So our question was, like, is that like a brain perception tweak that like me and him are
right,
like...
Right, why does it make everything look like little toys?
And why do I have to tell myself, those aren't toys, those aren't toys, that's real. No, those aren't toys. I'm like, that's toys. Every time I look at it, my first response is, that's toys. So we're trying to figure out, is that natural? Would someone that's never seen a picture of toy trains think that? And the consensus seemed to be no, that you had to have seen pictures of toy trains to know it. Toy trains look like, and then you sort of like have this record in your brain like, well, if you're taking pictures of toy trains, you know, you can't focus on much because everything's so small, so you end up with photos that look like this, and then someone goes out and makes a fake photo basically of large things that look like in the same style, and yeah, there's right. A lot of like discussion of camera lenses. No one could figure out like brain, even my wife who does like brain perception stuff couldn't figure out like if it was like a thing in your brain or if it's just like your memories with how you've seen photographs.
Was there an answer? I mean,
not really. It's more, I wouldn't
people
say
are like,
there's,
because that's how your eyes work.
There's no consensus. It's mostly like how camera lenses work and depth perception works and object perception. There's like, yeah, there's kind of like, and then we're trying to tease out if someone's never seen a photo of like a train set, like would this work? And, seems like the answer is no, but I think when you look at anything small with your naked eye and you really focus on it, I mean, I noticed...
With my naked eye? Oh, you just mean with my eyes?
Yeah, if I'm just staring at like a crumb on the table in front of me, like, and if I stare at it and then I kind of like think about something 6 inches away, it's pretty much all blurred out in the same kind of way. So I think, I don't know, I think someone even that didn't see toy trains might, you know, associate toys with how these photos go. I would say there's no satisfying answer yet.
So people didn't know. But it, well, and if anybody does know, yeah. they should go right there and
check it out.
Check it out.
Something I always wanted to know. I guess then, the other great one was the how to speak with someone who stutters thread.
Oh, right. We sidebarred that.
Yeah. I mean, there's just a lot of... I remember there's this movie that came out. I think it was called Rocket Science. By a guy who wrote a really funny movie. And then this was like his second movie. It's about like a kid. It's basically about him being in high school and being on the debate team and being a stutterer. Just trying to get over it by forcing himself to be on the debate team. And... there was a lot of like, you know, this is how you should treat a stutterer. Don't complete their sentences. Like he had a lot of stuff to say about that. And then, so this was, you know, I have a coworker stutters. You know, I'm not a stutterer. What's the nice thing to do? Am I supposed to wait for it? Am I supposed to make a big deal out of it or not make a big deal out of it? What would be better in the long run? And there's a lot of answers here from people who stutter about like they hate it when people, you know, finish their sentences and stuff. Here's the things you should do. And there's a bunch of great stuff.
Yeah, no, I thought it was really great. My first boyfriend in high school had a stutter, like a serious stutter. And so I found it really interesting to read this. Like, and it was one of those things like, whatever, you're like 14. And like, we never talked about it. Like, he just had a stutter and whatever. That was just the way it worked. And so it was really interesting listening to people who had stutters talking about what it was like or how it had impacted them or whether they sort of moved beyond it or aged out of it or... didn't. I mean, I haven't seen my high school boyfriend in 20 years. And so I'd be really interested to know, like, if he still stutters or sort of what the whole thing is. Because I'd, you know, pretty much always known somebody who stuttered. But yeah, the whole thread was really fascinating.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of great stuff on, you know, just getting walking a mile in someone's shoes, getting, like, some knowledge about what's like from the other side for people. Like they hate it. You know, there's all this stuff like don't complete.
Please don't finish my sentences.
Yes,
right.
I know. Yeah. There isn't the, I remember the guy who did that movie I mentioned. I heard a radio interview, like NPR interview with him where he talked about it. It was like, he always would drag one word to keep himself talking. Like, cause he knew he would eventually stutter on the next sentence. He had like all these
stopped, yeah.
He had all these tricks like to himself to basically prevent stuttering that he got pretty good at. So he just constantly be humming or something like that. But there's a lot of this stuff about how people, yeah.
Psych themselves out.
Sucks when you're a kid, man. Jesus.
Well, and especially in school where I'm sure your teachers are like, we don't know what to do. I mean, sort of this was before anyone could hop on the internet and, you know, type how do I deal with this into Google and like figure it out. You'd have to go like read a book or something. Read a book. So, yes, the internet has made our lives easier.
Yep.
And then my favorite, the internet is exactly how you think it is the do I need more of a social life? Ask Metafilter thread that 45 users marked as a favorite. Did you see that one?
I saw it early on and I didn't follow up later. I was like, this is interesting. And that like,
it was basically just an anonymous post was like, I don't really enjoy social activities. Is there some reason? What am I missing out on by not being social? And, you know, there was lots of people, of course, who were like, hey, I'm not very social either, including probably me. But people talked about like, well, I'm an introvert or, well, I used to be like you. And then I decided to do this, that, or the other thing. And I don't know. I just thought there was a lot of people chiming in from various angles.
I thought the lead in was funny. It was like, yo, I used to hang out with coworkers. I used to have this bunch of friends. You know, and then I went through this period where I just hardly saw anyone.
Right. There's nothing wrong with me.
Right. And the funny part was like, and then, you know, I didn't see anyone. I didn't even speak to another human being for 4 days. And then I realized, hey. Nothing's changed. What's wrong with me? Or is there anything wrong with me? Like, it was pretty cool.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
They accidentally discovered they are an introvert, it seems like.
You're just an introvert, baby. That's okay. Yeah, exactly.
Trying to think if there's anything really amazing. I have a whole bunch of, like, personal, like, ooh, that's neat. That's funny. But none of them had really satisfying solutions. One that was awesome
and solved. See, yeah, I kind of loved a lot of the ones from last time, and this time, whatever, I've enjoyed them, but there weren't any where I was like, this is the total best. Oh, except
the catalogs one was probably one of the most popular, But that was on a bunch of blogs, so people probably saw that.
What was it?
The
used catalogs one?
Yeah, useful catalog. Oh. Like, what are the best catalogs in any sort of world that I don't know about?
Oh, was it on a bunch of blogs?
Yeah, it was on Kottke, you remember?
I only see Metafilter.
It was on Kottke, and then it showed up on MetaTalk for being on Kottke, which was kind of funny.
No. That was about the outside thing. This TID too?
Yeah. The outside one was the one on MetaTalk, but yeah, that's right. But he did link to this too.
I like this one too, speaking of trains. This was basically a question. I want to buy a train car and travel in it. How do I do this?
Ooh, that's awesome. I always thought that would be, when I was like 12, I thought that would be the coolest thing in the world, to own a private.
Well, and it's really expensive and people tell you how to do it, but it can be done.
It's actually possible. I thought this is the stuff of like 1930s comic books or something.
You just have to, I mean, it's a money thing. It is. I mean, people used to be able to do it more, I guess, because like rich people owned the railroads.
Someone who worked, I can't imagine. It's just essentially like a commerce transportation thing that's away from the regular. I can't imagine how you'd schedule your own train to pick you up and take you somewhere amid all the shipping that's going on.
And then Peachern has the 1 year I had job as an attendant on a really rich guy's private rail car.
That's awesome. Oh, I guess you just tack on to Amtrak trains.
Yeah, somebody includes a link about how to do that. But the first comment basically points to the AAPRCO.com, the American Association of Private Railroad Car Owners.
Whoa.
I had no idea.
How much do they charge?
Like around here, it's expensive, but like some of those people will actually do tours. It's like a cruise ship. Like you pay somebody and ride around in their rail car.
Is this on the like level of owning your own jet, like in terms of the price?
I think it's like owning a Cessna where you can rent it, or like a little plane where you can rent it or you can lease it, or you, because I mean, otherwise you can't really get the thing on and off. I mean, you have to, it's like a boat. Yeah. You have to moor it somewhere.
Here we go.
But, I mean, I think about that.
I'm trying to see $100 per car per day.
But there's a train track that connects.
$2 a mile. Holy shit.
The town that I live in to the town that I work in. Mm. And it's actually more direct than driving there. I want to get one of those little cranker cars, you know, things.
If you go to Portland, it's $225 a night to keep your car on the tracks.
If I go to Portland where you are?
Yeah, like if your train rolls into Portland's like city of Portland, they'll charge you $225 while it sits overnight like on Amtrak's tracks. God.
Can you leave it on like a side, whatever those things are called? Like you pull it off to the side or something?
Yeah, $2,000 a month if you want to store it at a
That
rail
seems
yard.
Like a lot of money. To
$2 a mile. If you're going to cross the country, it's going to cost you $4,000. $5,000? Jesus.
How big do you think the country is, Matt?
I don't know. 3,000 miles across? 2,500?
At least. Yeah, 3,500.
That was my guess. $250 per car per year for administration fees. This is crazy.
Well, it's expensive.
There's some tracks.
This is what happened when we gave the railroad eminent domain.
Oh, there's this. There's these tracks outside of town that I guess are serviced a lot. And the other 12-year-old fantasy I see driving around are like rail company trucks, where it's like a giant Ford F-250 with, you know, the up and down actual, what would you call them? You know, train wheels, they're train axles and train wheels attached to a truck that like raise up and down so they can drive it on the streets. That is the ultimate car, like, because you can just jump on the tracks anywhere you want, put down the wheels and use the truck for, like, you know, but you can lift the front wheels completely off onto the railroad wheels.
Those are neat. Those are really neat. And of course, the Dead Tree Catalog post, the whole thread, the first catalog is for go-to catalog for model railroaders. So maybe this is our train episode.
yeah, I remember I was in college. I worked at like my old junior college, basically being the chem lab guy, sort of like a TA. Uh-huh. And I'd have to set up all the labs before students would come in. And then I'd have to like sit there for about 2 hours and watch them go through the class and sometimes help out and answer questions and stuff. But I had a lot of downtime. And when I wasn't doing homework, I was reading the, someone mentions it, the Fisher Scientific catalog.
Oh, Edmund Scientific. Or is Fisher Scientific
Fisher's
a different one?
Different company. It's like the people who just basically supply chem labs and biology departments and stuff. But this thing came as like full color, like phone book. And it just reminded me of like the Sears catalog as a kid because it had so much stuff in it. And you like had to get away from, they had it separated by subject. It was always fun to look in like the biology section because it was.
Oh, yeah, where you can get like buckets of frogs.
Yeah, and you could get like real dinosaur bones and which bone on the dinosaur do you want. It's like, and there's things where like, oh, they're only $200 or something. Like, hey, that'd be kind of cool on my desk, a giant like dinosaur leg bone or something. It just, yeah, stuff was so random. Oh, so fun.
We used to have the Edmund Scientific catalog in my house when I was growing up because I don't remember why. But at any rate, same kind of thing, like little fidget things and weirdos. I mean, if you like grew up and like living in Seattle, Archie McPhee like has some of their stuff surplus and like Boeing surplus has other similar stuff. But getting to kind of paw through a catalog where you can look at thousands and thousands of things.
Yep.
Very
and
fun.
Like weird stuff, like you can just buy rocks and things that you're like, what? Like that's, yeah. How do you keep that in a
bucket
warehouse?
Bucket of frogs.
Yeah, bucket of.
Bucket of dead cats.
Oh, fetal pigs, you know, for all the anatomy classes. Yeah, gross.
Yes,
stuff.
Horrible. But you could get them delivered to your enemy.
They do stink.
All right, buddy, is that it?
Yeah, I think that's about it.
A lark, a barking dog out in the yard, a boat at sea. Tell my friends to sing the way they did, the way I asked them to for me. I'll be looking down and singing, if down is where you look from where I'm. Sit in circles, let there be guitars and honesty. If there's any crying, tell them tears will only make it hard to see. Seeing is believing, tell them I believe that time sets you free. Them I loved as much as all the love they gave to me. Justice in the world will miss my company. Let this be a lesson that there's not, that there's never gonna be. If there's any missing going on, I hope it's not for missing me.
gonna miss all of my friends, and most of all, I'll miss Marie. Tell all of my friends I miss them so. Tell Marie I hate